Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good actual afternoon. How are you? It's speeding by this week. It's Wednesday and this is Scott on Radio 1. Hope you're all right. Hi, Chops.
You all right?
Hi, Becky. Is it wrong that I have recorded to watch at some point, when I get time, JLS Revealed on ITV2, which follows their success?
You've recorded a lot worse, and watched a lot worse, and been in a lot worse.
Good point.
So no, I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. When it says it's going to reveal them, in what way?
It just charts their success as Britain's new biggest boy band.
Okay.
But have you done the voiceover for this?
No.
I thought you might just be trying to plug it in a subtle
no.
way.
It'll be on again, though. You know it will. It's ITV2.
But exactly how much is there to reveal? Because everything that's happened to them has happened in public view, hasn't it?
Well, as far as I'm aware, you see them doing the thing at the Mobos.
Right.
You see them, you know, just going around, visiting various radio stations, doing TV shows. Right. I don't think there's that much revealing about it, really. But
anyhow, of more interest on the telly, what was happening with you this morning and the Women on the Right stuff? I half expected you to be chained to the railings outside in some kind of feminist protest when I got in.
Right, they were talking about, this is the Right stuff on Five this morning with Matthew Wright, and today's guest was Jazz Street Porter.
Yeah.
And
did you do your impression of her too?
No, I didn't, but I did it alone after she left.
Right, isn't that a bit cowardly?
She's brilliant, I know. Anyway, so they were on talking about how they recently had a beauty pageant at Cambridge University.
Yeah.
And there were some girls, obviously, who agreed to do it and, you know, weren't being exploited in any way because they wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they did some tasteful shots in bikinis.
Right.
And I said okay. There was nothing absolutely wrong with that. Oh, my God, it went off. You're taking back feminism 30 years. Anne Diamond agreed with her and got a right fluster on. She was shaking.
Did you find yourself in the middle of a Jazz Street Porter Anne Diamond sandwich?
Yes. I was the only bloke in the middle going, look, this is just what students do. They have fun. Are we really putting feminism back? They wanted to do it. It wasn't nice.
Did you win the argument, though? Did you feel that you won it?
No.
Oh.
Not at all. But I got a brilliant email. Who's that from? Hang on. Let me. I'm not going to read it out. But thank you very much to John Williamson for saying that I quietly made my points, not being drawn into their outraged frenzy and looking slightly embarrassed by it all. Mm. You showed dignity, strength and restraint. I was just terrified.
First time that's ever happened on telly.
Podcast. Right, you know about sport. Who is Barry the Castle? Is he off of sport? He sounds Barry, like he does darts.
Barry the Castle?
Yeah, in that song. Barry the Castle.
No, he's not. He's not a darts player. I don't think the castle would be a particularly good.
Barry the Castle.
No,
that was Paramore on Radio 1. People aren't as impressed with my Janet Street Porter impression as they are with my Stacey Solomon, so I might leave that one now.
Well, yeah. Oh, go on, do a bit of Stacey again.
Oh my God, can't believe it. Oh, see, I can't do it now.
Oh,
I've been asked.
You're still in Janet.
Oh my God, can't believe it.
Oh. Oh, that isn't as good as it was.
I can't believe what you've
got. No.
Right, I'll get it.
It's better last week.
No, but I can't just do it when you ask me. It would just kind of happen.
Did you make it up with Janet Street Porter and Anne Diamond before you left? Like, did you offer to sign their boobs or anything?
No. They took it very seriously.
Right.
I was like, look, students just have fun, yeah? When was the last time you went to a student gig? And they were like, oh, shut up. Shut up. Anyway. Hey, the one that doesn't speak was outside Argos hammering on the doors at 10 to 9 this morning.
Was it?
Does that mean something else?
Had they... Well, I don't think so, no.
Hammering on the doors of Argos?
No. Is that...
You were actually there, right? All right, good.
Any particular reason? He hadn't fallen asleep in the doorway again, had he?
Buying some presents.
Right.
I went there yesterday, actually. It's good now because you don't have to use those pencils anymore. You can just put the number straight into the, screen thing and then press buy and put your card in. It's really good. Things have moved on.
Right.
Yeah.
So the whole point of that is you're excited about this place because they have touch screens. Yeah, and because they penned.
How many years in Argos do they have the pencils now?
Sorry to go off subject a bit, but I finally found out how to silence the annoying woman at those self-checkouts.
How?
There's buttons on the touchscreen now. If you look really carefully, there's like a mute button and you can just press it and all of a sudden she goes away.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I did it yesterday and I had such great pleasure in going, all right, shut up.
The one in Morrison's yesterday was doing my head in.
She's... Look out for the little speaker symbol and then bye-bye.
Is that on all of them, do you think?
It's such a good feeling of power.
There's a problem in the bagging area.
And she can't say anything to you ever again.
But how do you know if there is a problem in the bagging area now?
Well, you don't, but at least she's not moaning on at you.
Right. And then the assistant comes over and goes, ugh.
It's normally my hips that set off the bagging area, because they're just kind of... There's a problem with the weight in the bagging area, it's because I'm just resting on it.
Are we now... If anybody else has anecdotes about touch screens, are we 8199?
I was actually...
Phil, 20 minutes.
I was leading up to giving the catalogue number for the linen basket that I bought yesterday because I was just wondering if we could open up on the text and if anyone knows how to assemble them. So if I bring that in tomorrow, it starts with 852, that's all I remember, so I can't do it.
Hang on.
It's how just hard can it be to put together a linen basket?
What's it made of?
It's just linen and then some, like, metal rods.
You just cross the rods over and then put the linen over the top.
Well,
you,
so the choice
you
is...
You can sit here and say that now.
So the choice is your touchscreen anecdote or how to put up a linen basket.
I know what we'll do.
What?
To make it better?
Yeah.
Mika.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Guess who is in the live lounge now and is coming in after 4:30?
Jason Manford. Oh. Well, I've just said hello to him.
Well, that really built it up, didn't it?
Well, what do you want me to say? If I said, oh, I don't know, I'm going to look stupid because I just said hello to, or I'd look rude in that I didn't know who he was.
All right.
So, because I know who he was and because I've met him before, so I said hello.
Was he nice? I've met him.
For a blue, he's not bad, yeah.
I have no idea what that means.
He's a city fan.
Anyway, Jason Manford will be here at 4:30 this afternoon. Right, what they should do to make those things less annoying in the... Sorry to go on about checkouts, but it's doing my head in at the moment. And the amazing news, you can now mute them. You've got to admit, that's pretty good. Apparently, though, if you keep pressing the button that you can mute them with, they just go louder. So they're just shouting, there's a problem in the bagging area! Yeah. I want it to be Stacey Solomon's voice when you scan. Oh, my God, there's a problem in the bagging area.
It's still not the same as it was last week.
Oh, God. That is brilliant.
Oh, my God, no, it's a dispenser below the scanner. Oh my God, you pay cash and you said card. That would be amazing. Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
It's Matt from Kent.
Hi Matt, what are you doing right now? What are you doing right now?
Walking my dog.
Okay, how can I help?
I was just thinking, your whole Stacey, is it Solomon impression?
Yes.
What about a sat nav?
A what?
A sat nav, because you can get Homer Simpson as a
voice. Oh my God, turn left.
Her.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Oh my God, you need to do a U-turn. Yes?
Yeah, that would be amazing. I'd buy one.
Would you?
Yep.
Okay, do you have a car? I'll ask you again.
You can't really put a sat nav on a dog.
Do you have a car?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Matt?
Hello?
Right, good. Do you have a car?
No!
Caller of the week.
Have you? Is he still there?
He's gone.
Oh, I could have talked to him for hours.
Me too.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
And look, it's our guest for today, Jason Manford. Hello.
Hiya.
You right?
Yeah, I'm great.
Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
You and Chappers were just having the awkward football chat.
Mm. It's all right, because we're sort of both down here, really.
Because you two support the same team, don't you?
That's right, Manchester.
Yeah, Manchester.
We support Manchester.
Same town.
Manchester comes first.
Yeah.
And then...
Then it separates.
Yeah.
And becomes war.
Right, so you're not friends, then?
Well, it doesn't stop people being friends. I mean, a lot of times you've got friends with somebody who you know, got something wrong with them.
You can't, you know what I mean? You can't just... Yeah. Yeah.
That's fair, isn't it?
Yeah, Jason, isn't yours the proper one that people from Manchester actually support, whereas Chappers' one is people from everywhere else apart from Manchester support?
So, I mean, that is the...
That's probably the easiest way to describe it to
That's
Scott,
the myth we
it?
Like to perpetuate, but, I mean, I went
but
to school... Yeah, I went to school and I wish that was true, because it was hard.
Did Didn't you? I was reading the other day you did a gig at Manchester City the other
I week, did, yeah. I do a few bits over there, and surprising how rich they are. They don't pay very well. And yeah, you never get paid.
Well, at least you put it out there now.
Yeah, did you try and put your fee up when they took over?
Well,
did you?
I do quite a bit over there. I did an adopt a player gig. And not that you get to adopt a player, that'd be they're all right. They've got mums and dads and that. And you just sort of go down and try and raise some money, do charity gigs for them and that. It's good fun. Yeah.
Do you meet your childhood heroes?
No, because they've only been playing a couple of years. Yeah. So my childhood heroes have retired and
got. But do they not go to any of the do's?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes there. It's not like you don't like the football, do you? it's so funny. Already dropping off asking the question.
No idea. Seriously. Right, let's talk about your first UK tour, because you're on everywhere, aren't you?
It's going all right, yeah. It's the tour's just sort of coming towards an end, and then I start a new one next June, and then the DVD came out the other day, and I went into Tesco to have a little look at what it looked like on the shelf. And
see, I would do that.
I think everyone would do that. Yeah. I think if you're on a book or a thing, you go, what does it look like? I
want to see what it looks like on the actual shelf. Yeah,
yeah. So that's it. And I went in to have a nosy, and some woman was there, and it was like number 7 or whatever in the charts, and I thought, oh, that's all right. And then this woman, she wandered over her trolley and she picked up Michael McIntyre's, which is at number 1, just above Star Trek. And she took it off and put it in a trolley, and then she looked around at me and she went, sorry. I was like, that's okay. That's not what I'm doing today, going around all the supermarkets to guilt trip people into buying it.
Intimidate the customer.
Yeah, I might start taking my kids around in like dirty clothes. Like, I'm just, no, put those sweets back, we can't afford them this Christmas.
So, I mean, I don't think there's anywhere that you haven't been, really, because you have been everywhere.
Yeah.
And have you been staying in a hotel for months, presumably?
Sort of. I mean, if I'm within about 4 hours, 4.5 hours from Manchester, I'll just drive home, because, you know, my wife's just had babies, so we've just got to try and get back and, you know, just in time to change nappies and stuff.
What's the first thing you do when you get into that hotel? Is it, like me, you look through the book of services?
I do that. No, I'll tell you what the new thing I've had to start doing is, this is actually, if there's any like maids or whatever who work at hotels listening, the default position for the shower curtain is not fully open because it's terrifying.
Oh, I have that exact same fear. You think someone's hiding behind it when you go for a wee? Yeah, no, yes. It's really scary. You walk into the hotel bathroom and the curtain's drawn. You think, oh my God, who's behind there?
Yeah, I know. Then you have to.
I always have to pull it back
pull it
really
back
quick.
It's terrifying.
It is really scary.
Have you not seen any films?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to die if you keep doing this. I'm glad I'm not alone.
Look at how excited Becky was. When oh my God, I've done that.
It happened to me the other day and I got really frightened.
I'm glad that in the room full of men, the woman said, that was the same thing that they feel. Good. Solidarity, sister.
So do you spend your life like eating cheese and onion toasties because you're always getting in late? So, sorry, we can do your sandwiches. That's all we can do.
Yeah, but they're always rubbish, like. So, I mean, I try not to. No, I tell you what I got the other day. 3 miniature hot dogs on... three miniature hot dogs on... It was like about 1 o'clock in the morning and I had to flip through the food and that. And they said it, 3 mini hot dogs. I think, happy day, send me them. And they were...
Are you the kind of person that complains in the hotel if anything doesn't go to plan?
No, I'm pretty nice. I mean, I just tipped the concierge today for the first time in about... Well, since I've been staying in hotels for the last 8 years, for the first time. Just because I had a £2 coin in my pocket, I thought, that seems a reasonable amount. £5 too much. £1 is patronising.
Yeah.
There you mate, get yourself some sweets. You know what I mean? It's patronising, you can't do it.
So your DVD is out. It's been out for a while now.
Come out Monday.
Yeah. Handily in time for Christmas.
Yeah, it's weird that.
And this isn't the only interview you've done, is it?
No, this is my favourite.
Is it so far?
Already.
Better than Simon Mayo?
Well, yeah, he was nice. Yeah. He was chatty, but he was talking to somebody at some, like he goes dead serious and then has a comedian on. So
yeah.
It's quite hard.
Yeah.
Also, Simon Mayo didn't get the shower thing, did he?
No, he just stared at me and went, just stop being so
comedy
soft.
Gold. Have you been on Loose Women?
I'm doing it this week.
Oh, good
I
luck
love
with that.
Swimming. It's great. It's like flirting with your mum's mates. Love it.
I'm trying to persuade Scott that we should go out with Karen McGiffin because she wants to go out with us and I keep saying that we should go out. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, don't have anything planned the next day, but do it. Go out and that.
Would you go out, like, because I'm a little bit nervous, would you go out with the drink for the Loose Women?
Colleen Nolan seems quite sensible. Maybe that, you know, so at least you'd be home for like a decent hour.
Yeah.
I think.
But if you were left with McGiffin and McDonald.
Oh, no. No. I mean, McDonald only talks in double entendres as well. Like, yeah. You know, yeah. You can't actually have a conversation with Jay McDonald. No. I was doing a thing a while back and she walked past the dressing room. She was going, yeah, anyway, so I put it in my hand and it went off. Oh, what am I like? I was like, what? That's not, doesn't even make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. That's all she talks at. Double entendres non-stop.
So you just had twins, haven't you?
That's right, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
What are their names, please?
Well, we're not sort of telling people names because we're I've told my wife, like.
Oh, right, good.
But, just trying to keep them ours and a little secret just for ourselves. It's quite nice.
When did you have them?
Well, my wife did most of the work. It was
did
about 12 weeks ago. 12 weeks ago. And they're brilliant. They're little dolls. They're absolutely amazing. And, I mean, it's learning stuff. I mean, the hardest thing with twins is picking your favourite. You know, that's the hardest thing. And, you know, so that's been a toughie. But
you've made a decision.
Yeah, I've made a decision. And I've let them both know. In due course.
Do you and your wife both have the same favourite?
Actually, our favourite's just the one that's not crying at that moment in time.
But are you adjusting? Or have you not been there?
Well, no, I mean, these are our first and... But it's... Because everyone just tells you horror stories and you go, well, it'll be all right, won't it? And it's actually okay, because the good things outweigh the fact that you've only... I mean, these people say, oh, you don't get your sleep, and you do. You get your 8 hours. It's just spread over 6 days, you know what I mean? So
if you get them eventually.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Because you've just had twins, you must be supporting Jedward on X Factor.
Well, do you know what's weird?
Because they could grow up just like them.
Well, luckily, ours are not identical, so they're not... Mm. You know, they're like the normal ones. Mm. Because that's a bit scary, isn't it, when they're identical. Yeah. No, I think it is weird, because every so often someone goes, I want to slap the twins, and I go, whoa, hold on, they're only... Oh, right.
They're not mine.
Yeah, I get a little bit defensive. I hate these twins. I go, hey, they're only 12 weeks old. So that's weird. But... No, I don't mind Jedward. The only thing that annoys me is I think that the name is not right. It should be Jodward, really, because I think Edward's getting his full name in there, and John's not. He's only getting J, and I think they should at least.
So it should be John Jodward.
Jodward. Yeah.
Now that's I've not thought about that. That's not fair on John at all, is it?
No, it's well out of order.
Yeah,
bang out of order. Yeah. I mean, clearly we know the favourite there.
Do you watch X Factor? Because Jimmy Carr, who we had in the other day, was saying he can never watch it because he's always gigging at the time.
Yeah, but just get Sky Plus and that, and, you know, other digital recording devices.
Yeah.
I just plus it and then get home and have a watch when I get in. It's all right,
Who's your favourite?
I liked Lucy, and then she got booted out, and then now I don't know, really. If it wasn't for Jedward, who would we be talking about? That's the
exactly.
That's the thing. Even on Thursday, I'm thinking, what are them two little rascals going to do? You know, I'm thinking about it. Yeah. I'm almost excited.
Yeah.
Like, what are they going to do? And Simon Cowell's not helping. The other week, he was like, if they win, I'm going to leave the country. Even my dad was going, what's the number? What's the number? That's not helping, mate.
Is it true you love musicals?
Oh, I love a musical.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Because we did one in Edinburgh. We did Scott Mills, a musical.
I would have gone to see that.
Didn't see you there.
I was busy. Was that this year?
Yeah.
My wife was having babies.
Oh, okay.
So we're busy.
So is it
brilliant excuse that? You can use that for a long time. Yeah,
I've been using it for every time I'm late. Oh, the kids. Yeah. I'm like, I've been away for a week. No excuse. Oh, kids, nappies and that.
Where does your thing about musicals come from then?
I think just always liked. And my family are quite musical, like as in they're in bands and stuff. And then I don't know. I thought sort of just I went to see Miss Saigon, I think, when I was about 12, and just thought, look, it's a helicopter on the stage, and I just loved it. And then I've seen loads, and Wicked. I went to see that a couple of times. Even took my dad to see Wicked, who hates musicals.
Did he enjoy it?
That was good. I would see that again.
Would you ever be in one?
I would love to. I did Jonathan Ross in January, and I mentioned it on telly. Like, oh yeah, I'd love to be in a musical. Thinking, happy days, next day, the old phone call. Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing.
Not a word.
Not a thing, apart from some university up north going, we're putting one on if you want to come and see it. Not even in it.
Come and see it.
Not even in it. See it.
Get your special seats.
No, thanks.
Now, here's something I want to talk to you about, because this is quite like me. Are you a hypochondriac? Because I read this thing about when you went to the doctor, and I have done this. Rather than go in one at a time, you save up your ailments and then just blast them out in one session with the doc.
I think so. Yeah, I like to go through. But there's a new rule now at our doctors where you're only allowed two. There's only allowed two things wrong with you at a time.
I've heard that as well, that you can only have two ailments.
I like this.
We must go to like similar places, but the doctors I go to, you're only allowed two ailments.
Yeah,
you can't take more than 15 minutes.
That's exactly what it is.
So 7.5 minutes per ailment.
And then you have to make another appointment.
Yeah. Well, how many did you go in with?
Well, I went in with about three or four.
I went four or five, I think.
Yeah, and in the end, you have to sort of then rate your own... Because they do this on the phone. It's the phone. It's the, you know, the receptionist. I'm sure some of them are lovely, but they're like some sort of guardian of the doctor. And you ring up, you go, yeah, I'm not well. Can I make an appointment? They go, well, what's wrong with you? You go, well, I don't know. Neither of us are medically trained, are we? That's why I want to see the doctor. You go in and have a chat with the doctor, and you know, they don't know. A lot of the time, they don't know. I went in with a bite, right, on my leg. Someone had bit me in a hotel, I know. And I went in, and it was massive. It really, like, had blown up. And I went into the doctor, and she was like, what bit you? And I said, well, I think it was a spider, maybe. And she went, I don't think it's a spider. It's probably a flea. I went, well, I'm not saying a flea to people. I'm saying, that makes me sound like a tramp. So I'm going to say spider, because that sounds like I was just accosted by it. And they've no sense of humour. She was like, was it big? I went, well, yeah, it was massive. It was like, I felt it get off the bed. That's how big it was. Nothing. Just stared at me. Nothing.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Jason Manford is with us. He's a very busy boy at the moment, so thanks for coming in.
Pleasure. I liked it.
He's been on the biggest UK tour in the world ever.
Sort of.
And has a DVD, which is called...
Jason Manford, live at the Manchester Apollo. And as one of the extras, I've recorded Teen Wolf 2 for you as well. It was on the telly the other week, so you can have that for free. I think that's all right.
That's really good of you.
You're allowed to do that?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's okay. It's not as good as the first one. It's free. What do you want?
Yeah. Now, I've heard that you have to go somewhere after this, to the Grosvenor House Hotel in swanky London.
Yeah, I don't, actually. I mean, I do. I am going there later on, but there's...
Was that just an excuse so you could leave early?
That's okay. I come in and they've gone, you've got to go straight away at 5. I'm like... No, not really. So, that's what agents do, though, don't they? They make things up.
Your lady out there's just told me you're done for the day after this.
I am. This is me done. This is it. This is the last thing I've got. So just chill out.
What are you doing at the? Is that just where you're staying?
Some awards do the heating and plumbing awards or something. I don't know, something like that.
Rob Brydon.
Every time I turn up, I go, "Who did it last year?" They go, "Jimmy Carr, Rob Brydon." I go, "All right."
Fine. No, we had Robin a while ago, and he does all of those.
Yeah,
apart from the ones that you get or Jimmy.
Yeah, well, when they can't afford Rob or Jimmy, they give me a ring.
Well, how do you find those? Because he was saying about the when he goes to the dinner with them, and he just sits there and. Bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't do that bit. I just go to my room. Because otherwise, you sat with a load of people and you're trying to eat your dinner and they go, go on, tell us a joke then. You go, I'm eating my dinner, mate. They go, you're not really funny. Well, how funny are you eating couscous? You know what I mean? It's not that funny.
And now, I know you agreed with us on Twitter a while ago when we started playing the Christmas songs early.
Big time.
Yeah, you love Christmas.
I love Christmas. I think people are so miserly about it. It's only once a year, and just let's have it for... You've got all the scallies, you know, putting out the...
What are you pointing at me for, then?
No, I wasn't. I was just looking at you. You know, but you've got them doing the fireworks 5 weeks before November, you know, and that's annoying. But it's Christmas, what's the harm? There's no harm.
Yeah.
I can tell you don't like that, do you know?
Well, I kind of not in November, or it's been not December, in, that's...
No, I think November's fine.
I think it's
October's
fine.
October's out of order, but November...
When did we start?
You start before Bonfire Night, though, Scott. That was it,
so?
And before Halloween.
There's a house near me that has got Christmas decorations up all year round.
Yeah.
And you get annoyed, like, you know, around sort of May, June, and then sort of towards the end of June, July, you think, well, he may as well leave them now, because he's sort of passed halfway.
Well, so they're up all year round?
Yeah, he doesn't turn the lights on every night, you know, but he's plastic Santa's on the little bay window and that.
Why take it down? That's brilliant.
Bill would be huge, though, wouldn't it, if you took him on every night?
There is that.
What do you love about Christmas? Is it the whole, like, getting the family together? What is it?
I think it's the family time, really. It's just big family, isn't it? And you just, I've got a massive Irish family and that, and they all just get together and have a good old time and, you know, serve Christmas dinner in two sittings because there's like 40 of them. And I just love it. It's just it reminds me that I've got a bit of time off as well. So when I start seeing the Christmas stuff up, I think, oh, great, I'm in the final sort of stretch of work here, and then, you know, sort of hit the 20th and that's me done.
Do you get the hairs on the back of your neck when the Coke advert comes on?
That is the start of Christmas, isn't it? Officially, that is the start of Christmas. Yeah. It's a bit sad that that's the start of Christmas in a way, though, I suppose.
But it is.
An advert, and... Yeah. Yeah, I know you're right, it is.
If we... Because we haven't played a Christmas song for ages, and it's about time. I think... Would you choose one? Can we play one today? I think we could. What's the best one?
Well, this is pressure's on, isn't it? I mean, it's obviously Fairy Tale in New York, but I bet you've already played that.
We have?
Yeah, because I listened. Because I heard you were playing a Christmas song.
But it's, you know, it's not been
what
on
about,
for a week.
What? What about? I quite like the Chris Rea one, the driving home for Christmas.
Now, okay, Jason,
I need to be driving home for Christmas.
Jason, I think we need to stop you there. It's far too early for driving home for Christmas.
No, driving home for Christmas is good.
No, I like a joke. Right?
Because he goes, soon we'll see a freeway, and you go, yeah, freeway. And then you remember he's from Middlesbrough, and you go, hold on, he's talking about the A1. It's not freeway.
One of the classic. I mean, not that it's a classic, but I feel that's nearer. Nearer the end of December.
You did say you could pick any Christmas song.
Why don't you give me options and I'll pick one? Oh, that's better.
You could have Fairy Tale of New York or Chris Rea.
No, Fairy Tale of New York.
What about Christmas Wrapping the Waitresses? That's a good one.
That is a good one.
That is good. Yeah, that is good.
I apologise. He's never had quality control before ever.
No. Yeah, I didn't realise. Pick any Christmas song. He says not that one. He says.
Okay, right.
Or that one.
Yeah. I think a lot of people would like to hear Waitresses, and Jason, our guest, has chosen it, so it will be
I think lots of people would like Chris Rea.
Definitely.
Right, okay, let's find out on the text.
You're doing a text vote now. You can't.
I don't want a text vote.
Christmas Wrapping.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
That's good, that one.
Jason, thank you for coming in.
Real pleasure.
Today is really DVD's out now.
I listen to you all the time, so it's nice to be in here.
Oh, thank you very much.
Actual chat.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What a nice bloke, Jason Manford.
Top bloke, wasn't he? We're doing very well with nice people this week, aren't we?
Yes, we're on a roll. And he wanted the Waitresses and Christmas Wrapping.
No, he didn't.
He did.
He did, after we told him that's what he had to have.
So we're going to play that now, because it's nearly Christmas.
He'll be in a car, going to go to his hotel.
Yeah, because he does
hoping to hear Chris Rea driving home for Christmas.
I just think, I mean, you know me, I'm all up for the Christmas thing. I just think that's too early for that.
Unless you're taking the next 4 weeks off work, it's a bit too early.
Yeah. On Christmas Eve, well up for it.
What, on Christmas Wrapping isn't too
No, early. It's completely different.
It's a brilliant love story, this song.
Also, there's a...
What about if somebody's listening in, like, Eastern Europe, and today is the day they start driving home for Christmas?
Well, I don't think
it is. Does it take a month to drive back to Poland?
They're driving from Poland to here.
That doesn't take a month either.
Well, it depends. It depends what kind of vehicle you're in.
What about if they're in Poland? They can't flip and hear us anyway.
Yeah, they can.
How?
On Sirioski.
No, they can't.
Yeah, they can.
You've made that up.
I haven't.
You have. Maybe we could play it a bit earlier than Christmas Eve, because people can listen to us on the internet in Australia.
And they can listen to the internet in Poland.
Yeah, but in Australia, they're in the future.
Well, in their car, you can't listen on the... I guess you could have your laptop on the seat next to you.
Well, people can listen to this show at home as well.
Yeah, but if you're playing Driving Home for Christmas...
Oh, this is ridiculous. Let's just play it.
Unless you're on a... What? If you're living in a mobile home, then fair enough.
Now, Mike in Woking...
So you could play it now for somebody who lives in a mobile home in Poland who's about to start driving home for Christmas here.
Seriously. Mike in Woking has texted about 30 times going, play Christmas Wrapping.
But that's because he lives in Woking and he won't have started driving home for Christmas yet.
No, I think it's because he was one of the waitresses back in the day, I think. Because why would you text in that much unless you were in the band?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, after that, tell me you're not a bit excited about Christmas. Come on.
No, because it's November the 18th. Once we get into December, then, yeah, start to get excited about it.
Liam's been on saying I've completely ruined his Christmas before that. Can I just remind you, it wasn't me that chose that, it was Jason.
Why have you ruined his Christmas?
No, he said you'd ruin it by not allowing Chris Rea.
It's too early for driving home for flipping Christmas.
Not for a lot of people making their way home now.
All right, OK, what we'll do, for our Dutch listeners, OK, Sinterklaas arrives in Holland on the 5th of December to distribute candy and presents with his politically incorrect helpers.
Right.
You know what I mean, if you're a Dutch listener, or you have been to Holland, and at Christmas. And then, nearer the time when people can listen, when Sinterklaas arrives in Holland, we'll play Chris Rea.
Right, so when will that... So that'll be... So when they
2 weeks.
That on the 5th of December, they do that. Mm. So they'll play that on the 4th, will you?
Yeah.
For any Dutch listeners going back for Sinterklaas. Okay.
Yeah.
That's going in the one that doesn't speak's diary.
Brilliant. Thanks very much. It actually is as well.
Yeah, so it's going to happen the day after Fulham take on CSKA Sofia. What have you got that in your diary?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Right, let's do this. Send me your scores when you're done. 81199.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Sorry, I didn't call you in on time.
That's right. I was just trying to watch Egypt Algeria in a World Cup playoff. It's work. That I'd just like to point out.
Revelations on what Chappers does during the show.
It's only just kicked off and it's 0-0, in case anybody's interested. But there's a lot of history between them.
What's occurring?
Good.
It's better than yesterday when you spent the afternoon watching clips on YouTube for your other job. I know, only because you tweeted.
No, that wasn't for my
you
other
job. You say too much on Twitter.
That wasn't for my
it
other...
It was for your other job.
I was
what
watching,
was it for?
It was research.
For?
For
which channel?
For Five Live.
Yeah.
One BBC Becky, I think you'll find.
I don't care, I'm just high on gingerbread latte right now.
Am I?
You are, you're sat back, I've never seen you so relaxed.
A particularly camp way of saying that.
Okay, it's that time of year, you know it's Christmas, when all the perfume ads come on the TV. You know the ones I mean.
Yeah?
The ones that go... Oh my God, I saw her across the... I had to have her.
You don't say that, do they?
I love you, Becky. Stuff like that.
Can you just buy me the fragrance?
Daddy, the new perfume by Scott
Miller.
You'd love
you
it if Dad had a perfume.
Smell of Daddy. No, you wouldn't. Why did I smell of Dad's?
Well, good news, everyone. Jeremy Paxman has a brand new aftershave out just in time for Crimbo. And it's called Paxo for Men.
What?
Does it make you smell intelligent?
What? Yeah, the smell of intelligence. Now, see, that's what they'd say on the ad. The smell of intelligence.
Right.
Anyway, so... Well, he hasn't really, obviously.
Paxo for Men.
That's what we told Stupid Street
oh,
earlier.
Oh, my God.
We went out to Stupid Street and told them that Jeremy Paxman's new aftershave was called Paxo for Men. It was actually a bottle of David Beckham's perfume that we had on the desk upstairs. Anyway.
Is that the one that doesn't speak?
Yeah.
Thought he smelt nice.
He always sprays a bit of Beckham on before the show. That's not even funny. That doesn't even make sense.
I'm the new Joe McDonald.
You are, aren't you?
You are the new Joe McDonald. Anyway, so we told them that Paxo for Men was out. But we asked them, what do you think Jeremy Paxman smells like? What was the most popular answer?
Turkey.
Oh, I see, right, yeah. Becky?
Libraries. Books.
Which one?
Well, libraries and books smell the same because the books are in the library.
Well, what's your answer? I need one.
Books.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Stupid Street being told about the new aftershave from Jeremy Paxman, Paxo for Men. But what does he smell like?
Jeremy Paxman has just brought out a new perfume or a new aftershave, which is called Paxo for Men. Before you smell it, what do you think he would smell of?
A badger.
A badger?
Yeah.
Why a badger?
It's the first thing that pops up in my head.
So have a little smell.
Yeah, it's quite nice, actually.
Would you wear it yourself?
No, definitely not.
What do you think he normally smells of?
Man. Dirty man, maybe. Like, you know, when they've just finished playing football and stuff and they just smell a bit sweaty. I don't know why. Or cinnamon.
So it's just on my wrist. Have a smell.
It's quite feminine.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice, though. It's nice. It's feminine.
So would you wear it yourselves?
Paxo for Men. Not really.
Jeremy Paxman?
Yeah.
From watching him on TV, I can't say I would know what he smelled of. Paxman's quite sharp. Maybe sushi.
I've actually sprayed the perfume on me.
Okay.
The aftershave, sorry. If you want to have a smell, it's called Paxo for Men.
I think it's quite feminine smelling.
Are you surprised by that?
Not really, because Paxman, let's face it, he's not really a macho man, is he? He's more effeminate, metrosexual.
I've actually sprayed his scent on me. Do you
like? But it doesn't fit him.
It doesn't fit him?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Because it's more manly, I think.
He's more manly.
Yeah. Because he's not like one of these mummy boys. He's a real man, you know. Jeremy Clarkson is a man who always speaks his mind out, you know. And
Clarkson!
That's what he's about to admire of, you know.
What do you think Jeremy Paxman normally smells of?
Very oily bolognese sauce.
Jeremy Paxman has just brought out a new perfume or a new aftershave. What do you think he smells of?
Badger.
A badger? Why a badger?
The first thing that came into my head.
Did one of them call Jeremy Paxman an effeminate metrosexual?
Yeah, they did. Now, I've never thought that.
I've never thought that. I liked the one that got confused with Clarkson as well.
Yeah.
The most popular answer there, what does Jeremy Paxman smell like, was badger. There were two people that said that. So
were
it
there?
So it must be true, yes.
There were two people that said badger.
Did Ross have a T-shirt with badger on?
No.
I'm just wondering why everyone, the first thing that comes into their head is badger.
There was no badger T-shirt.
I did like the excessively oily bolognese sauce as well.
Oh! What's occurring?
Sorry, no points. Unmissable television, as always, on BBC Three last night. It was the Young Butcher of the Year. Young men showing off their sausages.
I think there was a girl on there as well, wasn't there?
And some girls. It's a simple question. I'm sure you probably already know what it is. On last night's Young Butcher of the Year on BBC Three, hosted by George Lamb. How many times was the word...
Lamb is his surname.
...sausage mentioned?
Five times. Because there are other meat products that are available.
No, I think they had a sausage-making task.
Oh, what?
So
she's
got...
You've seen it again.
23.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
From the Young Butcher of the Year last night on BBC Three, here's them saying sausage quite a bit.
We're a nation of sausage lovers. Sausage champion of champions.
Just sausage facts for you.
Different sausage every day.
Making a good sausage.
Put into the sausage.
Give us the best sausage they can make.
A great sausage. Finest sausages.
Mind-blowing sausages.
Any old sausage.
Sausage recipes are like a blank canvas.
Gary's sausage. Pork sausage. Watercress sausage. Years of sausage making experience. He produced his first sausage just 2 weeks ago.
Talk us through your sausage.
It's like a breakfast in a sausage.
Whiskey sausage.
Do a Scottish sausage with sausages.
Sausage. Mincing and mixing their sausage meat.
That's a sausage mix.
Sausage champion sausage.
Sausages.
Great sausage meat, winning sausages. One huge sausage.
A sausage. A smaller size sausage.
Stop making sausages.
I let the sausages live and have tasty sausage.
Sausage o'clock, guys.
Jim's sausage. Very impressed with that one.
The sausage is a great sausage. The sausage, great sausage.
The sausage is fantastic sausage.
Great sausage.
The sausage.
Sausage, really good sausage. You let yourself down on the sausage. Sausage maker. Sausages, you're a great sausage maker. However, you could have done with a bit more seasoning.
Sausage.
Sausages.
I have confidence in my sausage.
It's kind of a surprise they didn't get Jay McDonald to present that, isn't it, really?
Oh, I said sausage. There was quite a lot in there. I'm just waiting for the last word from the one that didn't speak. 66 sausages in that. There we are. So Becky was closest, and Becky wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Give me your scores, please. 81199. Thanks very much. George.
Well, sausage o'clock, guys.
Oh! Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Right, that thing I couldn't say before 30 Seconds to Mars, I can say now.
Right.
And that is that next Wednesday, the quality guests keep on a-coming.
Next Wednesday?
Yes, right. This time next week, it'll be Kesha, who we just played, TikTok. Now, I've been saying for a while that I would like to get her in for a chat, and next Wednesday we will. She looks like a right laugh. And Chappers, I've... Mm-hmm. Got a Kesha book here.
Yeah.
It's the one that didn't speak owns. And just
I
have a
actually
look
put it in the bin by mistake and he went and fished it out. So now it's a bit covered in tea.
Have a look at the Kesha book, gross.
Yeah.
And see what you think.
Yeah.
Next one.
Yep.
And
is that, will she be coming in dressed like that, do you think?
I imagine something
like
similar, yeah.
Stockings.
This is worse than when you got that cheerleader's calendar.
And next one.
I didn't look at the cheerleaders' calendar.
Next
actually.
One.
Didn't the cheerleaders get calendar get
just
nicked by...
Just look at Kesha.
I'm looking at her, but the cheerleaders' calendar got nicked by JLS, I'd just like to point out.
Next one?
Yeah. Yep.
You've seen them all, haven't
it's
you?
It's really good
no,
job.
No, you
that,
haven't.
It's a really good job that Janet Street Porter's not here now.
Yeah.
You're putting back feminism 30 years, sharp, you know what you're talking about.
Kesha, here, next Wednesday on this show, we can ask her about weeing in sinks.
Hey,
she does do that.
Well, We've got that in that book. Me and Kesha have already got something in common then.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
you
it's
have.
Good, this. We have a common bond.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
You're all right?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I'm just driving home from work, but obviously I've pulled over.
Yeah. You just sent a text. What did you say on that?
Last time I weed in a sink, it fell off a wall and I've got a scar on my arm.
Still now?
Yeah, it was like this time last year.
Right.
Did you actually sit in the sink?
Well, my boyfriend at the time knew I needed a wee and thought it'd be really funny to get on the toilet first, and I had to go, so I got in the sink to have a wee and the whole thing just fell off the wall.
Oh, bless you, Lisa.
I know, it was harsh, but very funny.
And well ladylike of you, I like it.
I'm not the most ladylike.
Did you dump him over this incident, because you said boyfriend at the time?
No, we broke up over something completely different.
What was it? No, it's fine. Oh, I'm sorry to hear about your scar. That was a whole year ago, was it?
It was actually a couple of years ago, but, you know, you've got to have some scars.
Does it put you off for life, or...? Would you do it again?
Yeah. No, I'm a bit mentally scarred as well. It probably has put me off.
So you wouldn't do it again?
Well, it depends how desperate I was.
Well, hover next time. Don't actually sit in it.
Right, well, I'll pass this information on to Kesha next week, because she's always doing it.
Yeah, so I believe, so I've heard.
All right, love you.
All right, love you too.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, we need to talk about the Brooke Satchwell incident from last week.
Okay.
If you are aware that Brooke Satchwell played Anne in Neighbours, quite a hottie back in the day. We're talking like late 90s, okay. 96, 97.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my flatmate at the time saw Brooke Satchwell on an episode of Light Lunch that he was watching and decided to fax the number.
Is that like Loose Women?
I think so, yeah, daytime it was at the time. He saw Brooke on Light Lunch and thought, good morning, and decided to send a fax into the number on the screen to ask her out for a drink. Faxed Anne from Neighbours. Didn't hear anything back, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I've just got another message from him saying that he has tracked down Brooke Satchwell's agent's details and wants us to book her as a guest on the show so that he can fax this show and ask her out again. Second chance.
Does our fax machine still work?
Well, I tried to use the fax machine the other day.
You tried to use it every week to those Eastern European hotels.
And
Still
doesn't send.
Well, but we can say that.
We can probably receive. So, see, once again, not even funny. So he can fax our show, ask her out again, and at least what we could do for him, so he has more of a chance, is pass the fax on.
If he's got the agent's details, isn't it not easy just to fax the agent? Or is he trying to be subtle?
He's trying to be subtle about it. It didn't work last time, but he doesn't give up, my flatmate. That's what
Travis
I like.
Is still laughing at receive.
Really?
Oh, no, I'm laughing at your reaction to when he said we can only receive. More than the actual we can only receive.
Now, I like to think we have a high calibre of guest on this show, right? Do we...
Receive is funnier than this.
I like to think.
Anyway, back to Brooke.
I like to think we have a high caliber of guests on this show. Can we really book Anne from Neighbours in from like 1997 as a guest, just so my flatmate can cop off with her?
Can fax her.
We're not even. Yeah, just send her a fax. I'm going to ask the one that didn't speak because he has ultimate control on this. Result, he says, why not? So, sorry in advance if you have to listen to a fairly boring interview by someone you don't really care about on this show quite soon.
No, we're not going to get much chance of getting her now, are we, if you've just said that?
I just... No one knows who she is now, do they?
She's...
They can Google pictures.
Yeah, her career is still current.
She must be doing panto, surely.
Well, maybe. If that's the case, then we'll get her in.
She was in Subdivision earlier this year.
What's that?
I think I've got a heat.
What do you mean, what's that? Who
upstairs?
Doesn't know what that is?
Well, I don't. What is it?
It was a film.
Who else was in it?
Gary Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce Spence and Chris McQuaid.
Oh, why don't we get them all in? We can all talk about subdivision.
If you want to.
Anyway.
She was also in Trouble in Paradise.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you think we should get Anne from Neighbours in, from the 90s in for an interview, then let me know. My brother loves Brooke too. He would love to hear the interview.
Simon says, get her in, she's totally fit. He's looking on IMDb at the moment.
Never seen her before in his life, but he's just looked her up on IMDb. That's quite a good idea, actually. Have a look at IMDb and then tell me, should we get her in for an interview or not?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.